Well, if the old farmer's almanac prediction is correct, the central and southern Appalachians are in for a long and cold winter. The 2020 almanac is now on sale, and assistant editor Ben Kilbride joins Evan Jones and me on the phone this morning. Hi, Ben. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. We appreciate you taking time out here, Ben, to talk with us a minute. So first things first, I guess, if your predictions hold up, it sounds like our region is going to have an unpleasant winter.
Well, it depends on what your view of an unpleasant winter is. So you are going to get a lot of snow, but it's actually supposed to be slightly warmer than normal. So, you know, still going to be winter temperatures, but on average, the temperatures will be slightly warmer.
And Ben, good morning. This is Evan Jones. Trust me, having grown up in New England, snow down here is not a welcome event. It's quite disruptive as a rule, unlike folks where you come from, where it's a little more handled in stride. So with that in mind, is this a case where you predict more frequent snowfalls for our region, a greater number of significant snowfalls, or both?
It's going to be more snow overall, so it could come in the form of lots of little snowstorms, or it could be a few large ones. But overall, I think it's going to be more on the side of lots of smaller ones.
Well, a small snowfall around here can be really just as disruptive on a short-term basis with schools and things as even a larger one. So we'll see how that pans out. With that in mind, let's look ahead to the warmer weather side of things. Your summer outlook for much of the eastern U.S., including our region, calls for what you term sizzle and drizzle. What does that suggest?
So that's basically saying, which is true in your region as well, it's going to be warmer and a lot rainier overall.
Assistant editor Ben Kilbride with the Old Farmer's Almanac. You've been doing this since 1792. I think it's safe to say that for the vast majority of that time, forecasters did not have computer models available to them. So now that they are available, do you use them, or do you still formulate your forecast as you have for centuries using sunspot cycles and the like?
So we've actually combined both. We use the sunspot cycles as well as the current satellite technology because we don't hold on to, you know, if something doesn't work, we're not going to hold on to it. But we also are a very traditional almanac, so we want to include what worked in the past and then incorporate what works now.
No surprise to you. There's always the question comes up of accuracy. And your 2019 almanac published a year ago predicts for the current 8-day period now for through the 19th, thunderstorms and cooler in our region. Well, you look to be okay on the thunderstorms, but the forecast highs are in the 90s and 80s. So does that surprise you? You do seem to be off on the temperatures over an 8-day period. Does that surprise you?
Not too much. So we're making our predictions about a year and a half in advance. So when you look at it on a day-to-day basis, there's going to be a little bit of difference. But overall, when you look at the large spreads, we're about 80.5% accurate.
All righty, it's 8:48 at WFIR. We're speaking with the assistant editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, Ben Kilbride. Ben, about a dozen years ago, the almanac said the Earth had entered a global cooling period over the next few decades. Ben, do you believe long-term that is still the case?
Yeah, so that is in relation to the sunspot cycle, or the sun cycle. So we're in cycle number 24, and we're pretty much at the end of it, which basically means that there are very few sunspots going on right now. And usually when there are fewer sunspots, there's generally a cooler period on our planet. When the sunspot cycle starts to pick up again and there's more sunspots, that sometimes can make it a little warmer down here. The last two cycles have been pretty infrequent there's been very few sunspots, and that's supposed to hold true for the next cycle. And each cycle is about 11 years long, so we should be seeing slightly cooler weather, or at least pretty similar to what we've been having for the last 10 years or so.
You are no doubt quite aware that that runs against a large body of thinking at the moment.
Yes, that's true. And that's where, I'm glad you asked that, because that's where we've actually had to take into account climate change, because we should be seeing cooler temperatures, but we're not. It's been rising, you know, generally, and we've been getting crazier and more frequent storms overall. So we've had to take that into account in our predictions.
We are speaking with Assistant Editor Ben Kilbride from the Old Farmer's Almanac. They've been doing this since 1792. And along that line, I must ask, how much does the Old Farmer's Almanac attempt to venture into the climate change debate? Do you see it as real, and do you see it as an existential threat?
So we don't take too much of a side, but we do, in the form of weather, say that it is real, and there's no avoiding it, just because of, you know, we look back on all of our predictions from the past 228 years, and there's never been weather like this before, so we can't ignore it.
Do you see it as a threat the way some do?
I don't think I can speak to us as a company seeing it as a threat, but it is definitely changing the way weather is acting.
Ben Kilbride with the Old Farmer's Almanac. I must ask, now, you indicate you sell 3 million copies a year, this at a time when many print publications are struggling. I'm just curious, how, if at all, do you feel it's been necessary to adapt to a centuries-old product into a digital world?
So we've continued to adapt it, and I think the reason that it does so well and continues to do well is because we take the traditional values that we've held for the last couple hundred years and combine them with current trends and information that people are looking for, and wrap it all up into something that's very friendly, very American and comforting. That people are looking for a lot these days. You know, you can't find too much comfort on the internet, but if you want to find some really fun information and, like, you know, a really cool way to find information about the weather and moon and stars and gardening, then we've got everything all in one package, so it makes it a lot simpler.
You mentioned traditional values and practices. What's with a hole punch in the upper left corner? It seems to me the days of having to string one up in the outhouse are long gone.
Yeah, so that's interesting you bring that up. So we actually tried to get rid of it a number of years ago just to see, and there was an uproar about it. People really didn't like the look without the punch hole, even if they're not specifically using it. It's still something that's been part of it for so long that without it, it's like a different almanac.
All righty, Assistant Editor Ben Kilbride with the 2020 Almanac, now on sale. Of course, predictions are out. Ben, we appreciate you talking with us this morning. Interesting stuff, and we'll certainly keep an eye on it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.